This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Rather buy a watch.
But the watches are going down. Like recently, Rolex has gone down, hasn't it?
They've had a little bounce back.
It depends on the models.
Because you're into watches, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not as into it as Kai, but I have got a few pieces.
Okay, so what do you recommend?
Well, recently I bought this one, AP Blue Face.
Okay.
And this has actually gone up by 12 grand since I bought it. And so, yeah, so that's been a very good investment, even though I bought it technically when the market, it was on the downtrend, but it has bounced back, like Dad said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just see it as a good way to invest and wear something and have it out and about, obviously in safe areas.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I wouldn't go around where you live.
That's right.
No, I do think it's definitely a good, fun investment, and it's something.
Is it just AP that you've invested in?
I've got a Rolex as well.
Which one have you gone for?
I've gone for the Pepsi with a Jubilee.
The GMT, yeah?
Yeah. So, like Kai's there, he's got the Batman.
That's gone down recently, hasn't it?
I got it in the US, though. So, I got a good price in dollars.
How much did you pay for it?
$15,000, so that works out at about 12.4 grand at the time.
What year is it, do you know?
It's a 2018 or 19.
So now that's going for like 9, right?
No.
Is it 9 or 10?
No, because you
struggle to find one for that.
That's way less.
But the thing is, we're not looking to sell them for a good 10 years. Yeah. I'm probably not going to sell mine. It's just there as a store of wealth.
Nico Leonard, I follow his guy, works at Private Opinion yesterday, and they had one of these on a Jubilee bracelet, and they were selling it for $14,550.
Really? Sterling?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
They're not 9. You probably can't even get it from the AD.
You can. AD is probably about 9.
7.
Yeah.
Maybe but, 7
okay,
or
yeah,
9.
Even,
I don't
even
know.
Less.
They won't serve me, so I don't know.
If you built a relationship with an AD, then you can go in and buy loads of pieces.
Then you're printing.
Yeah,
and then you don't necessarily have to sell them, but you know that the value's there.
Yeah.
You're making instant.
If you can get in an AD, you are printing money every time you buy.
Yeah. But is it with every model? Because, like, for example,
pretty much.
The Date Justin and the Day Date, I think they don't really make that much.
The Day Date.
They get you in the door, though.
If you go in and buy a Day Date, it will probably cost you about 30. It will be 40 the second you leave. Definitely.
Are you sure, yeah?
Yes. Not Date Just, but Day Dates. Day Dates are the most desirable.
Date Just is like a very cheap, like 8,000 something, right?
A Date Just, yes.
Yeah, it's like something
entry
like that.
Level.
That's the starter. Is it entry level? You said that this was entry level.
Whatever.
At the end of the day, you've got to enjoy your investments.
I think that's important.
And if you like buying watches because that's what you like, then that's great. I have a watch. It happens to be a Rolex.
Is that GMT as well?
Submariner.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But I like that. That's the one I like. So that's the one I've got. But to me, it's, you know, he likes it, don't you? You like watch investment. I like wearing one, but I'm not too bothered. I'd rather have it in other areas. So
I think to summarise, just to wrap up what I was saying, is I'm not an expert.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just an enthusiast.
You tell a lot of people you're an expert.
But I find it hard to believe that you could go in an AD and not print money every time you buy one, unless it is a Date Just or something two-tone or something like that.
But that won't make you a return?
No. You'll probably lose money.
Lose money, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They tried to sell you a two-tone, didn't they?
Yeah,
when you went in there. But you could start the relationship with the AD by buying the two-tone.
It was £11,500 for literally the worst two-tone Date Just you've ever seen. And I'm not that rich that I'm going to start spending 10 grand on watches I don't even like.
Do you know what's going up recently, I think? I might be wrong, but Tudor. Tudor's starting to get, like, I think it's starting
to
compete.
Well, that is Rolex, isn't it, really?
Yeah. And I think it's starting to overtake Omega and stuff like that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The good thing about Tudor is that I'm not getting any commission for this, right?
No.
You can get, like, for people that, like, don't have that disposable income, you can go to a Tudor shop in Westfield and pay, like, a monthly payment, no interest.
Mm.
That's quite interesting because then you know, you might not have the, you know,
Rolex do that too, one. Though.
Do they?
He was trying to do it to me because when I went in there to get a watch, obviously I wanted to go on for a couple pieces like this. I put myself down for a day date and stuff like that.
You've got a relationship with the...
I could have done if I bought this watch that he offered me because I did go in there. Funny enough, that he was actually a fan of Mark.
Really?
So I told him that I worked for him and all of that. They offered me the one watch, but obviously it wasn't one that I was going to take. And then I was like, yeah, I don't really know. I sent a picture of it to my mate. He just started laughing at me. He said, it's so bad. You don't want that. And then I was like, not really sure if I'm interested. And like, even if I am, I'm going to need to like liquidate and get some money anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, we can just finance it now. And then you can then liquidate and then just clear the finance if you want. And then you can just leave with it right now. And I was like, I'm more so trying to get away.
Yeah, I get you. Nah, it's a bit of an addiction though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's like you get the gateway drug and then you start thinking, I need to get this one and that one and this one and that one.
But it's not going to make you the most returns. Any like investment stocks or watches, it's just a way to grow it. Well, I suppose watches are a bit faster than stocks, but it's still quite slow. How about businesses? Have you got any of those?
Small ones, do you know what I mean? Like language school, online products and stuff like that, do you know what I mean?
What about books?
Yeah, I've got books, but I get nothing from that.
Everyone says that.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Well, it's the top of the funnel, isn't it? And it gets people into your businesses.
Yeah, no, it doesn't do anything, I'll be honest. Because the royalties are so small. And I actually did that on purpose because I wanted to get the books out for free, like almost for free. So they're printing out the material and stuff like that. So I'm not trying to make money from books. I don't think you can really.
Do you know what? Sometimes it's worth writing a book and putting a premium price on it just so you do make something from it. And also people see the value within that book.
I think you're right. Do you know, this is a good point because I realize that sometimes like if you price something very low, people will say, oh, there's something wrong with it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
there's no value to it.
Yeah.
Why would I want to read that? It was a fiver.
Yeah.
You know, that's 30 quid, that book. That's got to be pretty decent. And I've bought it. I'm now going to read it. And not only that, I'm going to recommend it to everyone because I've paid 30 quid for that.
And I want everyone to know. Yeah. Just to clarify, if you invest in stocks and they go up in value, are you allowed to do that?
Yes, you can, yeah.
Yeah, so just open a stocks and shares ISA.
But the ISA issue is that they have an interest, don't they?
No.
Not if it's a stocks and shares ISA.
If it's a stocks and shares ISA. So you open
it. It's just a wrapper that you would hold the stocks within.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's tax-free.
It's just tax-free. So you can invest in index funds like the S&P 500 long-term. You can put in a maximum of 20 grand a year, which is a substantial amount of money. If you max that out every single year and invest it in the S&P 500, you know, historically you would do very, very well.
Really?
And you can sell it.
Have you guys tried that?
Yeah, we all do it. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
And you can sell it at any time and bring the money out tax-free. There's no retirement hitch or anything like that. You can't pull this out now. If you've got 60 grand in there, but it only cost you 30 and you want to pull that 60 out, you'll have it within 3 days, no tax, start filling it back up again, whatever you want to do, but you can only put 20 grand a year in because it's so powerful.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't backdate that 20 grand either.
Yeah.
So once you pulled that money,
who'd you do it with? Like, where'd you guys do?
Vanguard. Do you mean the company?
Yeah,
Vanguard.
I do it with Trading 212, but it's just easier on my phone. And
it's always been, is it always been profitable?
Historically,
really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Over the course of the last 20 years, nobody knows. No one's ever lost any
money. Nobody can tell you what that market's going to do. No one. And anyone who does, they're trying to have you over.
Yeah.
So, but you can look at history like you can with anything, which you can help predict your future from.
Yeah,
and if you look at the historical data, it's very good.
Someone who invested in something like the S&P 500, if they invested for a long enough period of time of something like 20 years, I'm pretty sure if you look at the past data, there is not a single person that will have lost money if they invested for 20 years. If you invest for a shorter period of time, there's a chance because obviously 1 year it might lose 5%, the next year it might do 10, the next year it might do 5, and historically that will average out at 8 to 10% per year.
What about individual like stocks? And
much
stuff?
More risky, you can lose a lot more money, you can make a lot more money. I was a big fan of Tesla stock about a year or so ago, and I had, I think it was about 20 grand in Tesla stock alone. And then I had a tax bill come through for about 20 grand, but I think it was
we had some money in Tesla as well.
I think it was about 18. So I was like, right, my stocks haven't been up for ages, I've got this 18 grand tax bill. If I sell my stock now, that's going to make my tax bill a bit cheaper because I've made a bit of money on the stock, so fuck it, I'm going to do it. So I've sold the stock,
yeah.
pulled the money out, paid the tax, which I didn't need to do because the tax wasn't due for 6 months. 5 days later, Tesla has gone through the roof.
We don't rub that in.
To the point where I would have made probably 50 or 60 grand maybe. Really, yeah. And it just paid my tax, didn't even need to pay it. And then now I would have this watch, probably have a day date as well and a few other things that I don't have.
If you want to return to tranquility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the index funds work.
Yeah.
Okay. That's more or less risk.
Because these things don't happen. You know, like with Tesla, that could have gone down that much money.
Do you guys all invest in individual stocks?
A little bit, yeah.
Only a little bit.
Just for fun.
Here and there.
Okay.
Do you want to disclose?
but massively in index
funds. Much?
No, not how much. Wait, no. What companies you do it with?
I've got some tests. I have to pull it up, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the broker.
You're talking about the individual company.
Okay, yeah. Let me pull up my...
I haven't got mine on me, but most of his are the same as mine, apart from I am in McDonald's quite heavy at
really?
The moment.
I like McDonald's.
That's been brilliant.
It's a real estate company, isn't it?
Brilliant.
Is it? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
They own so much land. Because essentially...
Oh, I've heard that, actually.
They buy the land to build the place, and then they've now got a tenant that will pay over the odds because you have to rent it from me if you want a McDonald's. So they've got all this real estate and everyone's paying a premium. So they're just a massive empire of real estate that also makes a bit of money on burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Procter & Gamble.
Free trade is just so slow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to load it up at the moment.
I'm just giving you a few. Walmart.
Okay, yeah.
Amazon. Not so good at the moment, but
Google,
it has been
Apple.
Good.
I was in Disney, but then I had to pull all of my money out of there because I saw the way that it was going with Marvel at the moment.
I lost a couple grand on Meta, Just Eat.
Do you guys ever invest in smaller companies, like medium?
No, like penny stocks and that.
Yeah.
No, not really. If I was going to invest in a penny stock, I'd rather find it outside the stock market and invest in your startup.
Like you have some kind of influence in the business. Yeah, I mean, I've got my biggest ones are Tesla, Corsair, Meta.
What's Corsair doing now?
Not good. Okay. Adobe is doing very well because we use Adobe products all the time with Premiere Pro and everything. So I thought, why not?
Buy the shop you like. That's quite a good tip.
Put some money into the stock if I buy the product. So that's how I choose.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.